Imagine watching TV and trying to surf through hundreds of channels without a remote control. Well, you have Eugene Pauly to thank for not having to get up and turn the knob. He invented the first wireless remote control. Pauly passed away last weekend in suburban Chicago. He was 96 years old. NPR's David Shaper tells us more about his life and career.
Eugene Pauly started in the mailroom at what was then the Zenith Radio Corporation in Chicago in 1935, and he worked his way up to the engineering department.
He was a fascinating guy.
John Taylor is a spokesman for what is now Zenith Electronics and its parent company, LG Electronics, and he knew Eugene Pauly for more than 30 years. Taylor says in a 47-year career, Pauly's inventions earned 18 U.S. patents.
But it will always be best known as the father of the couch potato.
In 1955, Pauly invented the Flashmatic, a flashlight-like device that beamed directional light at four photocells in the corners of the television to change the channel and control the volume.
To be able to sit in your easy chair and change channels, and more importantly, to mute the sound on those annoying commercials, it was really a big breakthrough in its day.
At the time, most markets had no more than three or four television stations to choose from, remembers technology consultant Rick Dougherty.
This was the first way to pave the way for having channels that went beyond 13, to have channels that lead up to the 500-channel universe of broadcast, satellite, and TV, and to the 5 million channels we enjoy on the Internet.
At a Best Buy store in Chicago, under a wall holding dozens of big flat-screen TVs, home theater specialist Antonio Woods says none of them have a dial or a knob to change channels.
There's no such thing as a television without a remote control. Even the televisions that are voice and motion activated still comes with some kind of clicker.
In fact, Woods says the remotes he sells now control much more than just the TV.
We sell home automation systems that come with a remote that can basically control every single electrical component in your home.
That includes stereo, home security, and heating and air conditioning systems. In fact, 44-year-old customer Pete Ellis is shopping for a new remote-controlled system himself.
Right now, I'm looking at accessing all my music wirelessly so it could play throughout the house and on my roof deck.
But Ellis remembers a simpler time when he'd actually have to get up to turn the dial to change channels. Now it's difficult for Ellis to imagine not having a remote to flip between channels, record and play back favorite shows, even surf the web on TV. But he notes that not everything about Pauly's invention is good.
I would have to say that I think Eugene Pauly made everybody 10, 15 pounds heavier and a little lazier. But if he'd lived to 96, you know, God bless him. God rest his soul, too.
So as he sits down on the couch or lounge chair tonight and reaches for the remote, Ellis and other TV watchers may raise a glass, too, to toast wireless remote control inventor Eugene Pauly. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV, we settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I...
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.